And on the podcast today, we are talking with Tim Brown, a well-known travel writer who enjoys trying out local activities wherever he travels to. Welcome, Tim.
Thanks, Ruth.
I've been a big fan of yours for a long time, so I was very excited to hear you were in town.
Thanks. Hong Kong is a great city.
This isn't your first visit here, though, is it?
No. I've been here many times. I almost feel at home here.
That's nice to hear. So can you tell us about some of the experiences you've had?
Well, I was recently in Norway and went on a zip wire.
A zip wire?
That's right. Z-I-P, zip, and W-I-R-E, wire. It's basically a long wire that you're attached to and move along. You can go quite fast and at the same time are out in the open among some amazing scenery.
Sounds like fun.
It's very exciting. There's also some amazing hiking in Norway. I went for quite a few walks along some extremely beautiful trails.
I love hiking. The views there must be great.
It's a beautiful country with some amazing wildlife. Anyway, after Norway, I made a quick trip to Finland.
Finland?
Yes, another beautiful place.
And what did you get up to there?
Well, I of course visited a few spas.
Spas? I bet the spas there have some great saunas.
Ah, saunas. Yes, it's a very popular activity, sitting in a hot, steamy sauna and then jumping into cold water.
I'd like to try it myself.
Oh, and I know a fun fact about saunas in Finland.
Yes?
There are, in fact, more saunas than cars in Finland.
What? More saunas than cars? Wow!
And did you know that Finland has been named as the happiest country in the world?
I do, and that's one of the reasons why I want to go there. I want to see what makes people in Finland the happiest in the world. Right, where else did you travel to last year?
I was also in Australia last year. I took part in some great activities.
Oh, yes.
While I was in Australia, I travelled around with an old school friend who now lives there. He's really into swimming and surfing.
Swimming and surfing? Do you know how to surf?
I'd only tried it once before, so I wasn't very good to start off with.
Did you enjoy any other water sports while there?
Yes, scuba diving. We visited some great scuba diving spots on my trip there.
I've not tried it before. Is it difficult?
Not really, but you really need to be with an experienced diver.
Tell me, Tim, is there anywhere else you like to be to enjoy certain leisure activities?
Yes, back at home in the UK.
Of course.
I love camping, and it's something a lot of people I know enjoy doing there.
I've always wanted to try camping.
It's just a great way to relax, to be close with nature, and to spend quality time with friends and family.
Yes, it must be a great way to get away from it all.
Another activity people there enjoy doing in their free time is going to music festivals.
Music festivals? You mean watching live music?
Yes. More and more people are enjoying these. Many music festivals are now suitable for families with children.
That's great. I can imagine they are a great chance for families to spend time together, so it's good that they're organised to be family-friendly.
I agree.
Well, it sounds like there is a real mix of activities people enjoy doing in different countries for leisure.
There certainly is. And I hope your listeners, whether they are able to travel overseas or not, make the most of their leisure time to enjoy different activities.
Thanks, Tim.
That is the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in Part B. An announcement will be made when time is up.